With MS ONU Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we are happy now once again to be talking with Linfield High School football coach Pat LaMusta. And coach, congratulations. Welcome back to MSO.
Thanks, Rick, for having me on.
Coach, you were one of the first coaches that we talked to when we went over from WESX Radio over to our website, and you've been so kind to us. And in the interim, you've established quite a program there. I just wonder if you might want to reflect on your times as coach there on how your program has grown before we get into some specifics of the tournament.
Wow. It's just, I think, you know, I applied for it and got the job in the spring. So right off the bat, I felt like behind schedule, and that was spring 2018. And coming in, we had a smaller senior group, a very good junior group. And so that was a kind of a tough first year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just continued to work at it and have had great coaches over the years. Ted Flaherty has been with me since the start. You know, he's been awesome. And then now I have several guys that have been with me for about 3 years. So, you know, I've been fortunate to have a pretty consistent group on the coaching staff, and just continuing to build the connection with the youth program, I think, has been helpful over the years. And then just kind of being open to the whole Instagram and social media piece.
Oh, boy, yeah.
It does drive me bananas, and it seems like a distraction at times, but the kids do enjoy that aspect of the game and like celebrating what they do on the field. So I think in 2019 Brian Mallett, who ended up at Endicott, and Clayton Marenghi came up to me and said, "What do you think of these hype videos?" and I said yes, and the rest is history.
Ah, coach, that's cool. You started out as a very young man, but not as young as those kids, of course. And it is important that you make that connection. One of the things that I lost over the years as a teacher was I didn't understand the kids' words anymore. I lost that language. And it's so important to stay connected with them and the technology and stuff. That's fantastic. And you mentioned the connection with the younger kids. Your program now throughout the city of Linfield, there's a real good legacy now, and they look up to Linfield High School football players, I'm sure, as something that they want to get into.
That's the goal, because it's a competitive environment. You know, there's great private schools in the area, and you know, we want the Linfield football experience to be one that kids really want to be a part of, that they're excited to come up to the high school and, you know, be a student athlete up here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, each year we're getting a couple more guys to stick around, which is great.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. We cover the prep, too, and sometimes as a public school teacher, I think, oh, boy, this is not easy. But it's good for, you know, whatever's best for the kids is what you got to go with. All right, your team defensively has been spectacular all season. You played Swampscott in the opener last weekend. Tell me about that 28-0 win.
So I think the game was pretty close in the first kind of half, and then we were able to pull away in the latter half of the third quarter with a couple big runs from Niccolo Antidormi and Jared Burnaby. But you know, Coach Bush's group, they had a very good scheme, and I think we had trouble passing the ball early on. And eventually we were able to develop the run game a little bit, and I think that propelled us forward. And, you know, we had a couple explosive plays that really kind of gave us a good lead. And the defense just continues to get after it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a resilient group. They have the next play mentality. Swampscott got a couple deep balls on us, and we were able to kind of rally and force a turnover on downs in the red zone a couple times. So I think, like, they just they've been playing like very well, swarming the ball. It's been great, and I hope we can keep it going, because that's been awesome. And you know what? The offense has been great too. We have explosive athletes that, on any given play, Jesse Dorman, Joey Cucinello, Maddox Iavanelli, Ethan Francis, you know, Niccolo, Jared, Zaire Mitchell. Like, there's a lot of mouths to feed on the offense. It's like, they've been great too. And our O line, it's probably the smartest group on the team. And I don't think the other guys would be offended either, because the offensive line, they're students of the game. And they're the nucleus of the whole thing. So, three captains are offensive linemen.
All right, I'm linking the report from Anne Marie Tobin in the item. To this post, and so we'll have all those offensive players' names that you just mentioned, and all the statistics that Anne Marie put up there. But you know, Pat, I ask every single week about the line, and you just mentioned it. And when you talk about smarts and intelligence, there's so many different kinds of intelligence. Tell me again about some of those guys who play so well and make it, make it easier for some of these skilled players.
They're just they want the answers. They come out to practice wanting to know how we're going to block this certain run play, and then they've already kind of thought in their own minds how they think we block it based on our system. So they're problem solvers, you know. And a few of them are in AP classes, you know. So sometimes you worry, like, geez, are these guys going to hit? And, you know. They hit. They're super physical too. So it's been an awesome blend of, football IQ and physicality with, from Devin O'Connor, senior, Quinn Hardesty, senior captain, Alex Baldini, senior captain, Walter Radulski, junior, and Anthony Morales, senior captain at tackle. It's just like, the nerve center of the team.
That's tremendous, and I appreciate your description of all of that. I know as a teacher, I saw the evolution of at Gloucester High School of some of the linemen that played for both Terry Silva and Paul Ingram, and they fit exactly that same mold, wherein they're very intelligent kids off the field, but man, are they beasts on the field, and that boy, that sets the tone. Coach, it's the Elite Eight now. You guys, let's see. You're 8-1. Hudson is 7-2. You have to travel to Hudson on Friday for a 7 o'clock start. And maybe tell me a little bit about the preparation and the game planning for this, and what you know about Hudson.
Yeah, so Hudson looks like a team that has explosive playability with their quarterback in particular. He, does a great job extending plays. Their line is big. They have a couple backs that can really hit it hard. And they're on grass, so they're used to the grass field. So sometimes that takes a play or two for us to get our bearings straight. But they have a lot of speed. The quarterback, is cool and confident and slings the ball around. So I think it's kind of, they have a similar kind of offensive look to us. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. I think a lot of it is just trying to not give up any big plays and rein in this quarterback that likes to scramble. And, just keep our offensive guys in a position to, break off a big play in the pass game and establish the run. But, we're willing to throw the ball on any down. So just continue to use that to really pull the defense out and force them to cover our guys.
Well, it's a very exciting time, Coach, and you guys have come so far. There's one other school in the area left in the D6 tournament. That is Salem, but it's just you and them left. So you got to bring it home for the North Shore. Pat, thank you so much. Good luck this weekend, and I hope we can talk again next week.
You bet. You just send that Sunday email and do a better job setting my reminder.
You did good.
we're establishing chemistry. We're doing great.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach, thank you so much, man. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Take care, Pat. All right. That is Pat LaMusta, who is Linfield High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.